Lord, just keeps us in the right direction. And Father, thank you for what a great gift of your word, your written word to us. Jesus, challenge us today. Amen. I always love that that reading from Luke, right? A little different than the one in Matthew. And one thing you really see about the Lord is you're not it's not overcoming the Lord's reluctance, you know, because he's good. In that parable or story that Jesus was telling, you know, the guy's persistence caused a response, and not that we have to be like that. It's like God's not there, not really wanting to, because we bug him so much, he finally does it. He's just trying to show something to just of God's goodness. And that he ends that with, will he not give the Holy Spirit? And I think that's real interesting that he ends that with that statement. Kind of goes along with what the word was kind of the Lord speaking to me today and out of Romans 8. In the same way, the Holy Spirit helps our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we should. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he, the Holy Spirit, intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And then the verse that we all know, when we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. And this word here, intercede, is a different one, because you'll see over in the same chapter, we'll talk about in just a minute, in verse 34, it says Christ also intercedes for us. And they're two completely different words. This first one, with the Holy Spirit, is a, this intercession means, it comes from two Greek words meaning for our benefit and to come in line with, you know. And so you think about, well, why would God as Holy Spirit or Jesus need to pray for us? You know, he doesn't need to pray for us to overcome God's reluctance, right? And saying, Lord, please do this for them. And I beg you on their behalf because they're in me. Do this, okay? That's kind of poor theology. Because God is good, right? Everything flows from his goodness. The Holy Spirit intercedes for our weakness because what they're he's trying to overcome is our reluctance, right? Directing our will to his will. And that's one of the things that you will struggle with, you and I will struggle with more than anything in the battle, is a surrender. You'll be surrendering for the rest of your life every day. That's what the cross means. It means surrendering your will. And so the Holy Spirit's job there is to, for our benefit, to direct our wills to the will of God. Okay? That's what it means to help with our weakness. Because see, he intercedes. He knows what the heart of God is. And so there he's directing our wills to God's perfect will. Okay? That's the reason that next verse where it says that all things work together for those who really who love God, who are on this journey loving him, then he works all of it for your good. Okay? It's just going to work out for good. We all know that. We've experienced that scripture. I was just reading today the life of Joseph. A very interesting life, how God used everything in his life to bring about such an awesome result, you know, to save the world, literally, where they were, to save Israel, you know, Jacob, all his sons, for the famine affected everybody in that whole area. And so God, even if you go read Psalm 105, it talks about that. Years before, a prophetic word about the famine, you know, and he sent Joseph ahead. In other words, God just worked all that for him. And so, what was I saying there? There's another point I was going to make. I'll come back to it anyway. So that scripture of the Holy Spirit interceding for you is about, in your weakness, Just like the gospel that was read, the very last scripture says, if you ask for the Holy Spirit, he'll give you the Holy Spirit. And he's just saying, well, if your son asks for a fish, he's not going to give him a serpent, or a loaf of bread, he's not going to give him a rock, right? He's going to give what is good. Therefore, God gives what is good, which is his Holy Spirit, to you as a gift to help your weakness, to direct your will to the will of God in your prayers. That makes sense? And then Jesus, it says, I'll read these scriptures because they're really good. What shall we say then to these things? If God is for us, who's against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. And who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is he who died, yes, rather, who is raised, who is at the right hand of God, who intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long, and we are considered sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him, through Christ, who loved us. So here we have now Christ interceding for us, you know. And this word is different too. It means from two words, in and to obtain by hitting the mark. Like, you know, we've heard of sin means to miss the mark, right? It's an archery term. Kind of the same thing here. It means to in and to obtain by hitting dead center. All right? So Christ's intercession for you, again, he's not praying to the Father on your behalf. Right? Poor theology. What he's doing is, in his intercession for you, that word also means to meet with. Like you're meeting with someone on behalf of someone. Okay? So it has to do with your relationship with Jesus, that you're in your meeting with him. What he's doing is directing you to nail it. I mean, to hit dead center the will of God for your life. Right? To keep you in the love of God. Nothing to separate you from his love. Right? In all context of what he's saying here, to direct you away from condemnation, bringing a charge against God's elect. All these things within here, right? What Jesus is doing here, I really like this. Meeting with you, telling you that nothing can separate you from the love of God. All right? That's what that word intercession there means. Again, he's not, when we read that, we always think, well, Jesus is praying on my behalf. No, really that word means he's meeting with you. And he's directing you always toward the love of God, and nothing can separate you from his love. Right? In all context with this, of God working all things together for your good, it's good to know that, isn't it? That nothing can separate you from the love of God. Trial, tribulation, he goes on, you know, peril, sword, all these kind of things. And also, not that you just can overcome those things, but that you overwhelmingly conquer, overcome that. That's what his intercession does for you. That's what his meeting with you, that's what he does with our wills. The Holy Spirit's directing our wills. Now Jesus is involved with that, so we'll just hit this thing right dead center with the love of God, knowing that nothing can separate you or pull you away from that, that everything that God does is completely out of his love for you. Does that make sense? And so you got those working for you all the time. Isn't that cool? So we've been talking about that a lot lately. The importance of our meeting with him, right, is Jesus is always taking our meeting times, and that's where that word intercession comes from, and directing us so we can hit this thing perfectly, right? Saying the perfect thing, speaking the perfect word, letting you know in a personal way, like if he's speaking to Gail, well, Lord, this is going on in my life, all this, and him saying, you know, Gail, nothing can separate you from my love. So therefore, everything I do is because I love you, right? And so what that means is that makes us hit the mark. Bow, right there. Oh, so you are involved in my life, and you are working everything so I can be conformed. And if you read that before, God does everything conforming us into his image. Amen. Wish we had more time, but for time's sake, we have to close there. So, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, you're there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you're always interceding, always overshadowing our weaknesses. And, Lord, you say in your word that you always direct us into the love of God. So, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that each person here that loves you, Lord, you're just continually redirecting them, redirecting their aim. Lord, thank you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.